This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We take you now from the latest in modern technology straight back to the financial crisis and the never, it seems, going to end question of whether the big banks, here it comes, are too big to fail. Our entry today comes to us from an unexpected source. Neil Kashkari ran the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the TARP, that bailout that helped stabilize Wall Street back in 08, as I'm sure you remember. Kashkari now runs the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, and in his first speech in that office yesterday, he said there is still a risk that if the big banks fail, the economy could tank, and that financial reforms to handle that risk haven't gone far enough. Marketplace's Annie Baxter wraps it all up for us from the other Twin City, St. Paul.
Some of the earliest alarms about banks getting so big that their failure would harm the economy came from Minneapolis Fed officials well before the financial crisis. And when Neil Kashkari took over as Minneapolis Fed president, he found banking regulators there were still worried.
And some of them said, you know, we think too big to fail is still an issue. And I already had that view.
Now Kashkari and his team are going to gather input on how to address big bank risks and announce a plan later this year. Kashkari says post-financial crisis reforms have left banks in better shape, especially in terms of the financial cushion they now keep in the event of problems. But he says they remain so big and interconnected that one failure could still have a domino effect.
My concern is if there's a stressed economic environment with broader weaknesses, if regulators let that one bank fail, that could then trigger contagion to other banks.
I think he's very late to the party here.
Tony Fratto used to work with Kashkari at the Treasury Department. He says some of the ideas Kashkari is looking at have already been considered and dismissed, like regulating banks as utilities. Fratto says that would restrict some of their activities, like trading, to an extreme degree.
They just want to eliminate anything that doesn't have to do with plain vanilla style banking.
Fratto says shrinking big banks could actually hurt the economy by making credit more expensive. But Neil Kashkari says that kind of risk is worth considering given the potential costs of another financial crisis. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.